To kind of put this all in perspective, boy, I got a bunch of questions for him. Steve Glick. He is the president of Chamber Insurance Trust. And want to discuss Flashpoint Healthcare as well as a whole host of other things. We'll welcome to the program Steve. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Great. How are you this morning?
Well, feel nice and sunny inside.
inside. It was raining a little while ago. Maybe we're in a studio. I can't see much of what's going on outside. But is it sunny out now or?
No. It's it's cloudy and a little rain here. And I live in Madison, Connecticut.
Oh, Madison. Well, it's nice along the shoreline.
The sun's always shining here.
Well, look at you, huh? Boy, we got to move down to the shore there, Christian. So I'm going to ask you a loaded question, but I'm going to start with this. How do you look at healthcare in the state of Connecticut?
Well, I've been looking at it for over 35 years.
Yeah, I bet.
And I've been fortunate to meet some wonderful people in the leadership of the Chambers of Commerce here in the state of Connecticut. But one of the biggest problems out there is the truly lack of engagement. You know, there are a lot of great people working hard to develop ideas and directions, but less than 35% of the people are even absorbed and understand some of the things that are said by these people. And that's really a major problem. And what we're trying to do and working with the local chambers of commerce to engage more of the public is to get the message out properly, and more so with the effect of the COVID-19 issues. And what we have done is are trying to turn around, and we are announcing a new program that we want to engage the citizens of Connecticut in so that they could move forward, and many of them save their lives because of the lack of not knowing what to do and navigate themselves through this challenging time.
Nice. So what is included then in the Flashpoint program versus, let's say, like traditional plans?
Okay, well, one of the great things that has happened from, and you can't say great because the challenge of the disease, is telemedicine.
Right.
And what is shown through telemedicine is the viability and access to it. We've actually have worked with a major national company which we have endorsed and is internally put in our program called HelpSee that engages far more into the issues of, you know, getting you through things, but to engage you directly into the program. And their statistics of service and direction are that much higher. So one of the things that we're moving in, and we call the program Flashpoint Healthcare because there's different parts of the system that are necessary to work with. Unfortunately, many people are working with 20% or 30% of the system, but are not working with a total picture. We start off with understanding the core benefit of a company's health plan. What we term is first a minimum essential coverage, which is needed, and we have developed structures for that element. We then integrate a HelpSee program, which is telemedicine and more, into the system. So we now have enhanced that further. There are other terms and other ways of staying healthy, and we add that to the program. And there are financial benefits using your health reimbursement arrangements, which are FICA savings and taxes, that enhance wellness and other high-quality reimbursements. And then we look at the loopholes of the plan itself and what a person needs, and we add voluntary benefits, and we integrate this all together into one program. 99% of the programs out there are segregated to determining what a basic health plan rate is and do not internally take all of these elements and tie them together. It's necessary. So the other benefit importance is through your local chamber of commerce, there is a resource to gain access of information and direction, have meetings, hopefully soon, directly with people, and engage the public. We did this 15 years ago when the health plans, as we know it earlier, had to be changed. Things like health savings accounts and other things were added to the mix. And the chambers, honestly, were responsible for doing this here in the state of Connecticut. So what we're trying to do is replay and gain more security and gain engagement of the public into health care. It is not done now. It's failing because the messages are not getting through, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, it sounds like that. Well, this is incredible. We're talking with Steve Glick. He's the president of Chamber Insurance Trust. I had no idea that Connecticut Chambers of Commerce it really become more or less a hub of information and resource for insurance.
Well, I'm glad you said that because that's the problem we have. Some people have changed their direction. You know, years ago, again, when we were the initiator, by the way, of bringing health savings accounts to the state of Connecticut, and the President of the United States actually heard about what we were doing here in Connecticut. And that was George W. Bush.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what?
Mm-hmm.
He came to Connecticut and honored us, the Chambers of Commerce, and for our work. We have the value and honoree that we were the 49th state in the country to initiate health savings accounts. But it boomed, and it's a major part of the healthcare program. And keep in mind, it added some changes, like wellness was an important part of it. By the way, Joanne Ryan,
mm-hmm.
who is the president of the Chamber Leadership Cabinet, is listening in right now, and I wanted to say hello so she gets some credit for the great work she's leading us. I created what's called the Chamber Insurance Trust, and I educate the agent community and the chambers all across the state on values for being a member of the chamber.
That's great. And we say good morning to Joanne as well, and welcome to the show. So how does training local agents and chamber advisors, how does that happen? How does that occur?
Well, again, making the local communities know about what we're doing.
Sure.
We know who the agents are in communities. Our chamber, we're focusing on chamber agents, but that doesn't disclose, you know, shouldn't discourage any other agent if they want to get involved in the movement, and many have started their careers working through our system. They should give us a call and get involved and become educated.
Yeah.
We have very good educational systems. We have a whole team of people. We're using a national company. I don't know if I can give its name, but I will.
Sure, go ahead.
Combined Insurance. They are bringing people together. They're actually beginning training agents in the system. But it is more involved than just say, here is a product and sell it or make someone feel good. That's, as I said, not adequate in today's marketplace, especially with COVID spreading. But we know statistically we're going to be able to reverse some of this. And we want Connecticut to be the best state. We've also shared our new engagement and thoughts to the state itself in several meetings that we've had. There's some great people on the team that have years of experience. I can't take the time to just list their names, but
I
want to thank them for believing in what we're doing. And we got to change Connecticut around, and we need your help and the station's help to deal with that. And we hope to launch an educational programs. We are engaging with your station to be able to share education and direction and move from there. Because we need the media on our side as well.
Well, any way that we can help, we'd love to partner up with you. You know what the question that occurred to me while you were speaking is, why? Why is it so important to keep healthcare local?
Because the issue here is that, you know, you live in an environment where everything is involved with people. I mean, think about this. 35% of the public actually has some feeling of their healthcare program.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the public is clueless and needs guidance and is not dealing with that. And unfortunately, as we go into this new year, starting now, we're going to see small businesses, especially with major increases of 20-25% on their premium. They can't take that pressure. They don't know how to leverage and turn that around in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
We know we can do this through Flashpoint Healthcare.
It sounds like you guys really, over at Flashpoint Healthcare, just kind of ties it all together then.
That you just named it. And the idea here, it is tying it all together. It isn't one product. And, you know, we're not prejudiced against any one carrier. Part of what a person has right now, that one carrier that they have, we just want to attach some new ideas added to it and have 5 points of direction that they can turn to in what is called their healthcare package. It isn't eliminating one carrier for another. It's packaging correctly and bringing all the integral parts of wellness and care. I mean, telemedicine especially is so crucial in this marketplace. Homebound technology, you know, is to eliminate visits to high-cost facilities. It makes people feel good. Some of the types of distribution of care and programs out there are re-evaluating how they are distributing their care. Mm. But technology-based situations added to core benefits is really the future of everyday healthcare in America, and especially here in Connecticut with many great institutions that need to restructure themselves so we can get that participation in the marketplace.
That's wonderful. Talking again with Steve Glick, president of Chamber Insurance Trust and Flashpoint Healthcare, how much do you think we're going to be relying on telemedicine going forward? It seems like the way of the future, but...
Yeah, it's actually even more than telemedicine of talking to a doctor or, you know, on a phone, or talking to someone on a phone.
Mm.
It's measuring, being able to... You don't feel well in a day. The technology that is available today can communicate with your body systems and everything else and read types of things that are going on with yourself.
Yeah.
Also, someone may be treated for cancer or other major illnesses. They don't have to spend a week or 6 days, you know, worrying about like what is going to happen, sit 5 hours in a doctor's office or into a emergency room. Things can be done instantly now, and they're those things. That's why we are working with an award-winning organization, and they're also integrated with our program called HelpSee, and you'll hear more about them and what they're doing in the future, at least through us.
Mm.
We'll be dealing with this. There's a gentleman here in Connecticut. His name is Paul Salamone. Wonderful person I work with. We're getting the message out, and it's impressive. And it's not really a cost issue. It's just a matter of instituting and adding to your existing program. And that's what we're doing with many other healthcare organizations, is adding to it, not subtracting, and adding value to the Connecticut consumer. But we have to get them engaged. As I said, 70-80% of the people need to be engaged in healthcare,
right?
Not 35% and below.
And well, and it sounds like, I mean, you're on a mission, and you're going to one that you'll accomplish to make more people engaged. And I got to tell you, more people need to be aware of this, Steve. How can someone reach you? Your website, your phone number, email, any of your contact information? Because personally, I think this is absolutely fascinating. And we should partner up with each other, because the more people hear about this, I think the more, you know, the better it will be. Go ahead.
Well, the first step is getting people to get involved or to call their local. Again, we're keeping healthcare local.
Mm-hmm.
Local chambers of commerce. The people need to have a reason to join a chamber of commerce. There's many, many things that I have done over these years because of my involvement with chambers and because of the chambers.
Mm-hmm.
And they should be aware of local chambers of commerce. We're going to have meetings. We have local agents. We have an infrastructure. But the best way to reach me on a phone is 1-800 953-4467. And our Chamber Insurance Trust, my phone, my phone number, I think I just gave that.
Yeah, 1-800-953-4467.
Right.
You have a website.
Yeah, chambertrust.com. That's we have that. we have all means of communication.
Sure.
Local chambers of commerce have, most of them know how to reach us.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be coming local.
That's great.
Through the agent communities and the chambers having meetings. But it's time. We did this in a discreet way. We're not looking for recognition, but when the President of the United States heard what we did years ago and came here to thank us, even though our state was the slowest one.
That's pretty big, though.
it was, for me, it was a wonderful feeling of recognition coming out of nowhere. Mm. I thought it was really someone joking that the President of the United States is calling your office to speak with you. But we have great people here, and the chamber leadership is wonderful here. Joanne Ryan couldn't ask for a visionary for the benefit programs that we have dealt with. A lot of great cities and towns. We need to get people together. There's no better communication system already there. We don't have to invent a distribution channel.
Yeah, it's there. You're right. And if more people knew that the chamber, your local Chamber of Commerce, that's where you should start. Folks, let me give you the 800 number again. It is toll free. 800-953-4467. Again, 1-800-953-4467. It is toll free. And the website, www.chambertrust.com. Steve Glick, president of Chamber Insurance Trust, discussing Flashpoint Healthcare. I look forward to this partnership, and getting more involved with this. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
And I just want to say that we'll be on your station. Having time frames and things like that, at least for a while. Hopefully we'll extend it as a permanent resource if the community listens to us and deals with us. So we look forward to it all.
We do too.
Everyone is a great team, but we got to get out of that 35% consumption and get to 100%.
Well, we're going to help
people healthier.
We want to help you with that. And welcome aboard. I look forward to chatting with you again. You have a great weekend.